Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the America's GP race that just happened in COTA. Now, before we get into it, here's how it finished. Maverick Viñales won it from Pedro Acosta, Enea Bastianini, Jorge Martin, Pecco Bagnaia, Fabio Di Giantonio, Aleix Espargaró, Marco Bezzecchi, Brad Binder, Raul Fernandez, Miguel Oliveira, Fabio Quartararo, Jack Miller, Augusto Fernandez, Alex Marquez, and Luca Marini was the last one to cross the line. Marc Marquez crashed out. Alex Rins crashed out. Joan Mir crashed out. Franco Morbidelli crashed out. Taka Nakagami crashed out. And Johan Zarco also crashed out. But the race itself, it was absolutely epic. You know, only 16 finishers definitely means it was a little bit of a crash fest. But, you know, I have to take my hat off to Maverick Viñales. Joe Duff the start, and he battled his way through the field. I think he was in 11th place at the end of the first lap, and he just, there was no doubt, once you saw him close the gap between kind of 6th and 7th place, you knew he was on for it. But he was absolutely brilliant. Also, he puts himself into the record books, being the first rider ever to win on 3 different manufacturers in MotoGP. So, you know, hat off to him. What an absolutely epic race from Maverick. Pedro Acosta as well. You know, when the race took off and Pedro took off, I kind of said to myself, he's going to burn the tires off this thing. And my God, did he hold it out really, really well. Now, himself and Maverick were on the medium, where the rest of the field were mainly on the soft rear tire. So, you know, it was kind of a sensible thing, but still, you know, the drop off in the medium was the same as the soft in laps, in terms of laps. So, but anyway, it looked really, really good from Acosta. It was great seeing him battle with Marquez and battle with everyone that was around him, to be fair. Enea Bastianini, again, really good race out of him. You could see with 5 laps to go, he had a lot more tire than Jorge Martin ahead of him. You know, and again, Jorge Martin is his chief rival this season. You know, he wants to finish ahead of Martin, and he put manners on him here. Good enough race from Martin. Very similar situation with himself and Pecco. You know, they did have the pace towards the start, and it was like that they had graining on the tire or something, that some setting was a little bit off, and they just lacked that last little bit of pace. Pecco, exact same as Martin, quite good, feisty, but again, just didn't seem to have the pace. Fabio Di Giantonio, it's good to see him back after the technical issue yesterday, but again, he, you know, he was a bit anonymous in the race. Similar with Aleix Espargaró, solid, 12 seconds behind Maverick, though. It's a lot of time to be behind your own teammate. Solid race from Bezzecchi into the top 8. Really good race from Brad Binder as well. Yes, there was a good few crashes ahead of him, but he was starting like in 17th place, finished 9th. Not a bad race if you want to be like that or say it. Raul Fernandez beat his teammate again. Really solid weekend for Raul Fernandez. Again, Oliveira, you know, didn't really see much of him. Joe 2 seconds behind his teammate on the factory bike. So, you know, definitely needs to raise the game there, let's just say. Fabio Quartararo, again, won the Japanese Cup. Now, saying that, there wasn't many Japanese bikes finished. The only other Honda that finished was Luca Marini. Rins did crash, so Quartararo is way out in front in the Japanese Cup. Jack Miller, he was in a good spot at the start, you know, up right up towards the pointy end, but again, he just faded backwards and 24 seconds off the race lead. You know, Brad even came past him and pulled a 10-second gap, so a little bit disappointing for Jack. Same for Augusto Fernandez. Again, not such a good race, let's just say. 14th place, you know, crashes out ahead of him. You know, still not where he wants to be, but he is going to be pushing on. Alex Marquez, he did crash, remounted, and still beat Marini. You know, I can't say say much about that. Marini, 33 seconds off. You know, it's a bad situation, a bad place for Honda at the moment. Marc Marquez, you know, he was epic today. You know, Mr. King of Cota. It was really good to see him back to his normal self, let's just call it. You know, this was definitely one of the circuits he kind of earmarked Marquez to go really well. And look, there was flashes in the pan. I know people are going to be saying, oh, you know, he was showing the 2024 Ducatis the way home in Cota. Look, you would expect Mark to be up there anyway. The 2023 bike, there's a lot of data already. The 24 bikes, I still have that feeling that it's not sorted yet. And I think it's going to be another two or three races before we see the true power of the 24. But overall, really good race for Mark. Didn't see much of Alex Rins, you know, obviously until he crashed and whatnot. Same for Mir, Morbidelli, Taka Nakagami, and for Johan Zarco. It was quite a quiet race, you know, until they crashed. But all in all, I thought Joe Cota definitely delivered. You know, it wasn't an edge of the seat, but it was a really entertaining race. A lot of battling with riders, which is always really good to see. For me, rider of the day has to be Maverick, but closely followed home by Pedro Acosta. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What did you think of the race and who was your rider of the day? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.